You're listening to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Two-thirds of German internet users avoid using websites that ask for personal information. Spain's e-commerce market is dominated by international giants, and Amazon has launched its Prime Instant video service in Japan. Two-thirds of German internet users avoid using websites and online services if they are asked for personal information, according to research by Bitkom. Germans are reluctant to divulge their name, date of birth, or email address online due to fears that company will misuse their data. Almost 90% of Germans who avoided using online services such as social networks said the reason they did so was because they were afraid the sites would share their data with third parties. The majority of social media users also said they had changed their privacy settings to be stricter. Furthermore, around 80% of German internet users worry about being monitored online, want to avoid adverts, and consider websites to be untrustworthy. Research from Comscore has revealed that Spain's e-commerce market is dominated by international giants. Amazon was the most popular e-commerce site in the country, with almost 7 million people having bought from the site in July this year. eBay came in second place, with almost 5 million unique shoppers during the same time period, followed by the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba in third place. The first Spanish site to appear on the list, El Corte Inglés, came in at number 4. E-commerce forms only 5% of the total retail market in Spain, making it relatively immature. Due to Spain's large population size, however, it's the fourth biggest e-commerce market in Western Europe, bringing in around $16 billion a year. Amazon has launched its Prime Instant video service in Japan. The service allows users to watch Japanese and American films, TV programs, and cartoons. Prime membership costs 3,900 yen per year, equivalent to around $32. Amazon is also selling its Fire TV and Fire TV Stick products in the country to make video streaming easier for consumers. Amazon is the second major international online video company to announce its entry into the Japanese market in recent months. The online TV company Netflix launched in the Japanese market on the 2nd of September, its first foray into Asia. Luxembourg has joined E-commerce Europe. E-commerce Europe is an association representing over 25,000 e-commerce sites in Europe, with the aim of stimulating cross-border e-commerce. As Luxembourg is so small and therefore has a very limited number of domestic e-commerce sites, its cross-border e-commerce levels are the highest in Europe, accounting for 65% of all online purchases. Its extensive experience in facilitating cross-border e-commerce therefore adds a lot of value to the organization. The e-commerce market in Luxembourg is expected to be worth 600 million euros this year, up 13% on last year. There are 500,000 online shoppers in the country, around 95% of the population, with the average online shopper spending around 2,440 euros per year. And finally, an unusual item kept popping up across e-commerce sites in India last week: goats. The flurry of goat listings from sellers hoping to sell their animals were a result of Eid al-Adha, a Muslim holy day celebrated by sacrificing goats and then eating them with the family. One e-commerce site, OLX, had hundreds of goats for sale in the lead-up to Eid al-Adha, with prices ranging from $1 to $10,000. When CNN contacted many of these online goat sellers, however, they found that none of them had had any success in selling them. One buyer succinctly surmised the problem, saying it's difficult to tell the health of a goat just by looking at goat pictures online. With the health of the goat being important to Muslims, this may explain why online goat selling wasn't the success that many sellers hoped it would be. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and be sure to visit WebCertain.tv for more news as well as in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals. See you next time. We'll be right back.